You are invited to visit the Stream Globe online radio. The link is streamglobe.radio. That is www.streamglobe.radio. You will find the link at the end of every devotional text. This online radio is a 24-hour radio service filled with edifying sermons, edifying Christian music, talk shows, and of course, Stream Globe devotional. Stream Globe online radio has been optimized to minimize internet data consumption. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Who Do You Serve? Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Ariki. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Luke chapter 16 verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I have just read from the King James Version. Dale received the revelation that made him understand he was to serve the Lord in Kaduna. There were several confirmations, and he was sure God wanted him to dwell in Kaduna. 3 months later, he got a much better job than his current job. The salary was 10 times more, but the only issue was that he would have to relocate to Lagos for the job. At that point, Dale refused to pray objectively. He was trying to convince himself that the job was the will of God. He knew in his spirit that taking the job was not God's will. But he took the job after going to seek counsel from a pastor who told him what he wanted to hear. Dale went to Lagos and walked out of God's will for his life. Dale is an example of a Christian who serves mammon. A Christian who serves God realizes that his purpose in life is to serve God, that everything he has was given for him to use to serve God and experience dimensions of God. Such a Christian will get to the point that God himself will take responsibility for his every need. Nothing of this world becomes so important that it hinders his relationship with God. This is manifested in his willingness to let go of anything that the master demands. Go into today remembering that we are serving sons of the great God. Do not let your life be defined by the desire to get more money. Let it be defined by the desire to please God. Say this prayer confession. I am pleasing the Lord in all things. I am serving Him with everything I have. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 19. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Proverbs chapter 19.
Better the poor whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. Desire without knowledge is not good, How much more will hasty feet miss the way? One's own folly leads to ruin, yet the heart rages against the Lord. Wealth attracts many friends, but even the closest friends of the poor desert them. A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will not go free. Many curry favor with a ruler, and everyone is the friend of one who gives gifts. The poor are shunned by all their relatives. How much more do their friends avoid them? Though they pursue them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. Those who get wisdom love their own lives. Those who cherish understanding will soon prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish child is a father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like the constant dripping of a leaky roof. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless go hungry. Those who obey instructions preserve their lives, but those who are contemptuous of their ways will die. Those who are kind to the poor lend to the Lord, and He will reward them for what they have done. Discipline your children, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to their death. The hot-tempered must pay the penalty. Rescue them and you will have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. Many are the plans in a human heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. What a person desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Sluggards bury their hands in the dish and will not even bring them back to their mouths. Flog a mocker, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke the discerning, and they will gain knowledge. Whoever robs their father and drives out their mother is a child who brings shame and disgrace. Stop listening to instruction, my child, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Penalties are prepared for mockers and beatings for the backs of fools.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.